Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, October 24th. Well, after getting a slight boost overnight on China news that they would be willing to buy $20 billion worth of ag goods in year one, which puts them back to pre-tariff levels, pre-trade war levels, markets drifted lower and went from slightly positive here to negative. With wheat breaking the most off the overnight level. So we had December corn finished down a penny, 386 and three quarters. We're now again below that 20-day moving average. That average creeping a little bit higher every day, came in today at 389 and a quarter. We're kind of now running under the trend line that had been support for the last couple of weeks. So we'll have to probably break above there, maybe get above, close above that 390 level to resume any positive traction here in the corn. Kind of anemic export numbers coming out, also weighing on the corn there, 583,000. This versus estimates of between 400 and 920,000. So we're in the range, but this is still, compared to last year, down pretty well. This is first day in 4 days in the corn, looking for a little silver lining here that we did not take out the previous day's low. So we had a week of lower highs and lower lows, and today we were able to stem that. So that's maybe one thing to hang a hat on, that maybe we just will move sideways and await some sort of fresh positive news. Taking a look at wheat, we had December Chicago finish down 4¾ cents at 516, about 4 cents off the overnight settlement. Kansas City December down 3¾ cents, 419½, about a nickel off the overnight settlement. And you had Minneapolis sharply lower from overnight, went from 5¾ higher to 2¼ cents lower. So we finished at 540 there in the Minneapolis. Chicago and Kansas City pretty much covered yesterday's ranges and settled near the bottom of those ranges. Yet Chicago took out the low by a quarter cent from yesterday, so almost putting in outside days there. You got support in Kansas City, comes in at that 100-day moving average around 416 and a quarter. And in Chicago, the October 17th low at 513 is the next level of minor support. Export sales in the wheat a week as well, 262,000 tons. Market was looking for 200 to 600,000. That number's down 34% on last week and down 31% on the four-week average. And taking a look at beans, November finished down a half cent at 933 and a quarter, down at the low end of the range. You got a pretty tight range all in all in the beans today, about 6¼ cents. So again, market being supported by anxiety or nervousness that there might be new announcements out of the China situation, but no follow-through on those, keeping a lid on these markets as well. Been spending a lot of time between 930 and 940 recently. Export sales, very weak in the beans, 475,000. They were looking for somewhere between 700,000 and 2 million metric tons. So we're down about 70% on last week's number, down about 72% on the four-week average. This numbers this morning included cancellations or reductions of 584,000 tons to unknown. Again, a little silver lining here. The USDA did announce a sale of 264,000 tons to China. Support in the beans comes in that November 20-day moving average at 923.5. So we will again have to await any further news. Markets are looking for a signature on this phase one deal in Chile at the summit November 14th through 17th. Outside markets, we've got the dollar trading up this afternoon, moving up 16 ticks to 97.40. That's up from about 97.05 earlier. Crude oil up 22 cents a barrel, 56.19. And we've got the stock market trading down about 50 points, about 150 points off of earlier highs here. So some earnings coming out, putting a little pressure on the stock market. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.